Hi everyone, welcome to Lola's Frugal Life. This is episode number 261. Today we're going to be talking about benefits of limiting debt in your life. So please stick around for a few quick words from our sponsor and we'll get right into the show. So today I wanted to talk about some of the benefits of limiting debt in your life. So how much you need to limit debt is kind of a personal thing. Limiting or eliminating debt, it means different things to different people. Some people, not being in debt to them, like their goal is to have no debt, including no mortgage. And then other people are okay with the mortgage, but nothing more. I think most of us would prefer to have no credit card debt and no student loans. Some people are okay with car loans, some are not. It's kind of a decision that you have to make. Of course, I think we'd all prefer to have none of them. But I think if you kind of decide for yourself what level of debt you're comfortable with in your life and make sure that you don't exceed that, that's kind of like the first step. Because if you are okay with having a mortgage, you don't want to spend like a ton of time and energy and give up other things that you would like to be doing to try and get out of a mortgage because some people say you shouldn't have a mortgage. So I think it's just a matter of what you want in your life. And if you want to not have a mortgage and you want to put all that time and effort into that, then that's great. But it's more about deciding what you are comfortable with, what type of debt you're comfortable with, and what type of debt you're not comfortable with, and not allowing yourself to, the extent possible, not getting into any other debt besides those specific types of debt that you're okay with. I think it's important to kind of become your own expert in this area because there's really no right or wrong answer. And there's many experts out there that claim that they have the right way to do things. And I've learned a lot from many of those financial experts about debt and getting out of debt. And they have a lot of information to share, and much of it is extremely beneficial. And when you don't know where to start and you need a game plan to kind of get your debt under control, following one of those roadmaps that might be set out by an expert can be a huge help just to kind of get you started and put a plan in place that you can follow so that you can start making progress. Because when you don't know where to start, you just sometimes need someone to say, like, start here, and then you just get that momentum going. Myself, I've definitely had times where I felt like I had to follow a plan specifically exactly as they were intended, or I felt like I was doing it wrong. And there was times when I was super excited to make sure that I followed those plans specifically. So it really just depends on where you're at in your debt payoff or on your financial journey or whatever. But I think what happened with me is as I started to see progress and I was able to get out of debt, I do have a mortgage and a car loan, so I'm not like debt free, but to me, I'm as debt free as I think I'm going to get. So, to me, I consider that we've accomplished that goal. But as I made that progress, I started to realize that I had learned enough to start making my own decisions, and I could pull information from what I learned from those experts for what worked for me and then leave behind what didn't. So I think we all have different ways of what we're comfortable with and what works best for us. So I think it's important to do your research and learn as much as you can and then become the expert on what works best for your life. So the most important thing I think to realize though is that debt does not have to be a way of life, or at least excessive debt for sure. And I think that so many of us grow up hearing the message that debt is just part of life. And because we have that in the back of our mind, instead of doing everything we can to avoid debt, we kind of consider it unavoidable, which can then make us more willing to take it on. I mean, if you truly believe that you'll always have debt, there's not much motivation to do things to avoid it. So you just think, oh, well, you know, we're always going to have that. Use the credit card. Borrow for this, borrow for that. If you feel like you're always going to be making those payments, then what's the difference if you avoid it? But there's so many motivating stories out there of people who have changed their lives by deciding they were no longer going to use debt as part of their everyday life. And, sometimes what happens is we see people at similar income levels to us having and doing things that we can't seem to afford. And the thing is, a lot of times they're doing that because they're paying for those things with using debt. So it's really important not to compare what you have to what others have. Maybe sometimes they can really afford it, but a lot of times maybe they can't. And you know, you might think, oh, they must be doing so great because they have all these things, but you don't always know the full story. They could be struggling to make credit card payments, or they may have a huge, home equity loan on their house, or you just don't know. So, one of the benefits of limiting the debt that you have is you don't have to worry about, continuing to compare to what others have, because you start to realize that you could have other things if you had more debt, but you're choosing not to have debt. So you can see more clearly that some people that might have a lot of things that you feel like you couldn't afford, and maybe you're at like the same type of job or whatever, you can kind of start to see that it's not always as it appears. And, just because someone has all these things doesn't mean they don't have a lot of debt behind the scenes. Another huge benefit of limiting your debt is that less debt equals less stress. So the more we can lower our debt burden, the less stress we'll have in our lives. Because owing money to anyone causes stress. You always have that obligation to take care of before prioritizing other things that you would like to put your money towards. So when a car breaks down or you have a medical emergency that comes up and you wind up with those unexpected expenses, those debt payments still have to be made. So, while you might be going month to month and making those payments and it's not a problem and you're like, oh, this is fine, I can handle this, I can afford these payments. Once something goes crazy and you have a major expense come up that you weren't expecting, then that's when you can really wind up struggling with making those payments. And then because you have to make those payments, it often makes you have to go into more debt to take care of those emergency expenses that came up. So, and that's one of the reasons why having an emergency fund is so important, so that when those unusual things happen, you have those funds available to take care of and not have to go into more debt. But my point with this was just that, the less debt you have, the less stress you have when those situations come up, and they always do come up. Another benefit of limiting the debt in your life is being able to increase your savings. When you don't have debt payments to make, you can use that money to save up for various goals that you might set for yourself. You can increase your retirement savings. You can start an emergency fund or add to your emergency fund. You could save for a vacation, or you can even just put aside some money just for fun to do whatever you decide to choose to do with it. When we take on debt, a lot of times we feel like it won't have much of an impact on us because we can afford the monthly payments. But if you really consider what you could do with that money, being able to put it into various savings goals, you might think differently about taking on that monthly payment. Like if you think, okay, I'm going to purchase this thing and it's only going to be $100 a month. Well, just think about if you put that $100 a month aside, that's $1,200. Like that could be a really nice weekend getaway, or that could be, a new TV, or I don't know. I'm just thinking of things like other things that you might like then to just make payments on something that, maybe might not be the best choice. And what happens too is what limits our savings when we're in debt is because we often don't make the best financial choices. It's so easy to just swipe a credit card and make a purchase. But when you pay cash or use a debit card, knowing that that money is going to come right out of your account immediately, you might think twice about that purchase. So by using cash or, a debit card, you're gonna think more carefully about the purchases that you're making, because it's not just that easy swipe, pay with a credit card, and then deal with the payment later on. You'll more likely make less impulse purchases, which just due to the nature of that will help you increase the money that you can save. You'll also have more enjoyment in what you have and what you do. When you make purchases or take a vacation using money that you actually saved up for that particular purpose, you will enjoy it so much more. I'm sure many of us have been on a great vacation and while swiping the credit card, had that kind of nervous, like anxious feeling, not knowing how exactly we were going to pay for this vacation when we returned home and got the big credit card bill. It's a totally different experience to have a vacation or make like a special purchase when you have actually saved the cash to pay for it. There's not going to be any bill coming in the mail later that you'll have to figure out. You can just enjoy what it is that you're doing or purchasing and know that the money was already there and it's not going to have any impact on your finances or any impact on your stress of having to pay this back in the future. And plus, it's fun to save up for something. Like, it's exciting to decide that you want to save up for something and then watch the amount accumulate over time whenever you have a little bit of money to stick aside for it. And the good thing too about saving up for things is that if you're saving up for something and you have a financial emergency happen, you can say, okay, this happened, I'm going to have to pull that money from the savings. But if you instead purchase that item or go on that vacation in advance of having the money and put it on a credit card, there's no going back. You can't say, okay, well, I'm not going to buy that now because I had this emergency and I need the money for something else. It's already gone and now you have payments that you have to make. So it always affects you much longer term than if you save up. Now, yes, of course, if you do the vacation and then emergency happens, the money is gone that you had saved up, but you don't have payments to make going forward. So it's just a totally different experience, and it's just so nice to be able to do things and know that you paid for them cash. Maybe it means you scale back on the vacation a little bit. Maybe, you know, you can't go out to as many expensive dinners. Maybe you do a couple expensive dinners and then you do a couple of more casual things, or, you know, you might have to scale back a little bit because if you're not paying with a credit card and you aren't planning to pay it off over time, you know, you might not be able to afford as much, or you might have to save for a longer amount of time. But the thing is that it will be so much more enjoyable to do those things and purchase things that you want when you know there's not going to be any payments that are going to have to happen after the fact. And my final comment about benefits of limiting debt in your life is that it allows you freedom. The less debt obligations you have, the more freedom you have in choosing how you want to live. You can have more flexibility in the career you choose if you don't have any large debt payments to make. People often get stuck in jobs that they don't really enjoy because they won't be able to keep up with the debt that they've accumulated without that large paycheck. And when you're able to save up money each month instead of making payments with what you earn, you can put that money towards what you value in life and not have to keep up with those debt payments. It's just a whole different level of I guess what I'm trying to say is, you know, you can have the same stressful job. Maybe you have a stressful job that pays really well and you're sticking with it because you're in debt. So you're like, I have to keep this job because I'm in debt. That's like, you have to do that job. But you can have that same stressful job that you're making a lot of money in, but you're not in debt, but you choose to keep it because you're able to do things and save up for things that you want. So that same stressful job will feel much less stressful if you know you're doing it because you're getting things out of it that you want to get in your life, and not just that you have to keep it because you are in this huge amount of debt that has to be paid every month. So it just gives you so much more freedom in your life. And if you are in a job that you're not really enjoying, maybe you can take a lower paying job because you don't have to worry about those large debt payments. Or maybe you can save up to do more things that you really want to do. Maybe you want to spend more time hiking or spend more time doing a certain activity. And by not being in debt, you can take those little bits of money and save up for things that you really want to do and not always be burdened with making those debt payments. So that's all I have to say today about the benefits of limiting debt in your life. There are, I'm sure, many more, but these were the things that came to mind. So I hope this was encouraging to you in some way. I think that if we really think about the choices that we make, there are often many more opportunities to stay out of debt or to limit our debt than we realize. And the more we start focusing on it, the more we can, play an active role in limiting the amount of debt that we allow to come into our life. So that's all I have to say today. Don't forget, you can always email me with any questions or suggestions at lolasfrugallife@gmail.com. You can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at lolasfrugallife. You can find blog posts for each episode on my website at lolasfrugallife.com. And you could also join our private listeners group at facebook.com/groups/lolasfrugallife. If you enjoy the show, please make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, or wherever you listen from. And I would love it if you would screenshot the show and tag me on Instagram so I can see that you're listening. Also, if you could please take a couple of seconds to rate and review the podcast, that would be really helpful to me. Those ratings and reviews are what they use to determine where the podcast ranks in the search results. So that would really help me in growing the show. And I appreciate, I just got a review recently and I was super thankful. So thank you to the person who recently left me a review. It was about the meal plans, and they had just started meal planning and they were really enjoying those episodes. So that was really great and I really appreciate that. So that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening and I hope you have a really awesome day. Today's episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating in under 48 hours. It's not a crisis line, it's not self-help, it's professional counseling done securely online. There is a broad range of expertise available, which may not be available to you locally. The service is available for clients worldwide. You can log into your account anytime and send a message to your counselor. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses, plus you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as with traditional therapy. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling and financial aid is available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. Visit betterhelp.com/Lola, that's better, H-E-L-P, and join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Lola's Frugal Life listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/Lola.